Malls are getting rid of food courts, but what are they putting in? We'll tell you. Also, a Las Vegas substitute has gone to jail for doing something with this student. We're going to talk about it. And Dead Boys Detective has me thinking about being gay, along with, are our kids going crazy?
Uncensored. Unfiltered. Unhinged. It's the Carellcast. Listen daily on your favorite streaming service.
Happy Monday. It is the Carellcast. I am Carell. So very glad I'm able to join you today and that you are here with me. I've got too much to talk about today. Like, is it really the food from the restaurant that you ordered from when you get an Uber Eats delivery? Here in Las Vegas, there's a lawsuit that says sometimes it's not. I'm going to talk about that. For those of you that do the Uber or the DoorDash, you're going to be like, what? Oh, yes. And there's another food-related topic with the malls and the food courts. I just read this in the San Francisco Chronicle. I do want to talk about that today. And a teacher whoops the ass of a student and goes to jail for it. So we'll talk about that. But I want to start with something that I didn't promote. Well, I said, are your kids going crazy? I read a very interesting article. First of all, we have a lot of signs that Gen Y and Z and Gen Alpha and some of Gen X are extremely depressed, have a ton of anxiety, and they are dying early of cancers that you don't normally see until people get old. And part of the reason is accelerated biological aging. Their cells are getting older faster. And there's been some really interesting research about this, and this is where I really want guests, and believe me, I'm going to start booking my own since I can't seem to afford a producer, but because this is so interesting to me. There's been research that shows what you already know, okay? That one of the reasons, there's environmental factors, more pollution now than ever, climate change, which actually stresses the mind and body. These tornadoes going on, my God, in Oklahoma and everywhere, just leveling, you know, I mean, all of that plays into biological accelerated aging. But one of the things they have discovered that is causing psychosis, psychotic breaks, other mental illnesses, anxiety, depression, and accelerated aging is, say it with me, the cell phone. The cell phone / tablet. It is literally rewiring the human brain. And the more you use it, the more these neural pathways that are being rewired are reinforced. And it's not healthy. What being online is doing to the human brain is not healthy. And the body is responding. That's why one of the reasons there are so many, look at the colon cancer. It has risen 400% in people between the age of 20 and 40. There are now 30-year-olds in all kinds of cancer wards across the country in record numbers. And it's because they grew up with a phone in their hands and their brain is wired in such a way. Look, they're all upset, all of them. If you go on Threads or TikTok or all of it, what you're going to see is a lot of upset Gen Y, Gen Z, Gen Alpha, and some Gen Xers. They're mad at everything. They're mad at the government. They're mad that we're putting Joe Biden back. He's too old. They're mad at everything. They're mad at the economy. They're mad they can't afford a house. They're mad. They are mad about everything. And then they use this amplifier and megaphone of social media and their cell phone, text messages, group text messages, Slack, all this stuff. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you're old. When I say things like Slack, these are ways that they are, you know, WhatsApp, Snapchat, TikTok, which they're fuming might be repealed. And all of that is literally changing their brains and their bodies. And they are dying much faster than our generation. And the sad part is, I don't know that we're going to do anything about that or that they're going to do anything about that. You know, I notice as I age, you know, trying to deal with people in my businesses from journalism on down to entertainment and all of that, it's getting harder and harder because they're so young and they don't know shit. And they have zero respect for anyone old. Like none. And they're just so quick to move on. So, for instance, I write the Vegan in Vegas column for Real Vegas Magazine. I do the Vegan in Vegas website. I wanted to feature high tea in the next column, and I'm on deadline. So I called the two places in town that do that. Cobblestone Cottage, which I have not been to. The owner is going to be very accommodating. Have me come in. I can take some photos of the high tea. They'll serve me a vegan high tea, and I can photograph it all and then talk to her about it. And then I contacted the Waldorf Astoria for the same thing. I need to go in, photograph a vegan high tea, you know, have it, have the high tea, all of that. And all the publicists sent back, I sent her the magazine, I sent her the circulation and the website, plus my podcast, all this other stuff. And all she could send back was, we don't do comps, we're not interested, have a great weekend. And I thought to myself, she's probably 25 and never picked up a magazine. The notion of servicing a magazine to her is probably just foreign, because I'm not an influencer saying I've got a TikTok channel with 200,000 followers. Those people, they comp at the Waldorf. I've seen them when we've been having tea there. So I sent her that email back and said, so let me be straight with you. You're not interested in the press. You don't want to be in a four-color glossy magazine distributed amongst the legal community, the medical community, and the professional community of Las Vegas. You don't want to be in there for free. I'm not charging you. Yes, I have to come and have tea. You know, but outside of that, I'm not, because nowadays, you know, these people charge for that sort of stuff. My friend Hannah told me that nowadays the media is actually asking for money from people to cover the story. I'll put you, podcast now charge their guest to be on the podcast. So if there's a guest on a podcast, there's a chance that podcast has paid that guest. I won't pay a guest. If that's mean I don't get them, then I don't get them. If I were on television and doing SAG-AFTRA, yes, I'd pay them the $385 that every late night guest gets. And this is all part of the new generation. They're angry. They're entitled. They're, you know, and it's all going back to their phones. Their brain is literally being rewired by the technology. And now we want to introduce AI. You know, I was on phone with Hertz Rental Car, which is a new level of hell. And I have to tell you, all they kept saying on the recording was, you don't have to talk to one of our agents. Go online. And I thought to myself, companies are screaming they fear AI. And here's a company telling me, I don't need to talk to a human. Just go online. I think we should fear AI because corporations want to get rid of humans. I think corporations don't want to pay humans, and that's why we should... Greed. You see, greed is the reason we should fear AI. Not because of what it can do, but because of what it can do for people with money. And that is, get rid of us, people without money. That's why we should fear AI. So anyway, it was a very interesting article. I just wanted to share it with you guys that young people today are literally changing because of their phones. And their tablets, and the way that they're communicating, the short amount of text they take in. They don't read long-form articles. They don't watch long-form video. And that is rewiring their brain. When you read an entire book or watch a six-hour series or like informational series or and you know anything like that, when you engage your mind, when you read a lot, not 110 characters, but when you read that forms certain narrow pathways. When all you do is glance, watch short, that redoes your brain. And that's bringing about cancers, I guarantee you, because it's bringing about accelerated aging. And accelerated aging is bringing about the cancers. What a mess. I'm telling you, the best thing that could happen, there's a solar storm could happen on the sun at any point. And we know there's going to be one. And it will send things, rays to the world that will disrupt electronic communication and fry some electronics. The best thing that could happen is if some sort of wave swept through the universe and got rid of cell phones. Not electricity, because electricity is good, but got rid of cell phones. Made cell phone communication impossible. That would be like the best thing ever. It really would. Well, that's what I want to talk about. Speaking of young people, a middle school student thought he could go up and give a substitute teacher, you know, crap and call him racial slurs and stuff. And the teacher whooped his ass. They got into a fight, a full-on fist fight. They both got arrested. The teacher spent 2 days in jail. He's now been released. But I have to tell you, in watching the video, am I getting old? Because a part of me thought, now it was extreme. No one should beat a child the way that this, and this was a child. And granted, they're acting like an adult, and they're like 16, 17 years old. But still, no adult, no 30-year-old or whatever should beat a 17-year-old that way. But sometimes, some motherfuckers need a good ass-whooping, honey. You know, my parents, I made some mistakes sometimes and got hit. And nowadays, the thought of corporal punishment to me and to everyone is like, oh, no, you don't. I would never hit a dog. But you know what? But when I got to be in my teens and I would think I could talk back to my mom because I was grown, it took one backhand of her knuckles up against my face, right in my mouth, and bloodied my lip. I didn't talk back to her again. Corral, that's not a good way of parenting. Oh, I know what everybody says nowadays. But I'm telling you right now, I did some things once. You know, it's like you touch a hot pan. Ow, you don't do it again. And there are some kids today that could truly benefit from a good ass whooping. But it shouldn't be a substitute teacher giving it to them, or anyone, really. I mean, but parents send them away to these camps where they kill them. Kids die at those camps all the time. What do you do with a kid that needs a good ass whooping, but you just can't ass whoop them? As a parent, if you do, you'll get turned into Child Protective Services, and probably rightfully so. I'm not condoning corporal violence. I'm asking a question. Now that parents can't smack the shit out of their children for being little wretches, how do you handle them? You know, we got the big story of the week, Christy Noem, who should basically be put on an island. We need an island of we need a basket for the deplorables. You know, we do. We need an actual basket somewhere. Like, what I mean by that is a container for the deplorables. A basket is a container. We need a container for the, like an island or an island chain, because there's going to be a lot of them. And Christy Noem, governor of South Dakota, could go right over there right now. She shot a 14-month-old dog because she hated it. She said it couldn't be trained. It had violent tendencies. And she shot it, or had it killed. I believe she killed it. She shot it in the head. 14-month-old dog. Any human that can do that is a fucking serial killer in chaining and should be sent to this island. The basket of deplorables. We should get an island chain and name it the basket of deplorables. Just a chain of islands and call them the basket of deplorables. And start shipping these deplorables like Christy Noem over there. Trump, ship him over to Un Basket de Deplorables. You know? Well, we need to find some. I got a big, huge map here. There's millions, there's hundreds of thousands of islands. We need to find some island chain that is not inhabited and one that will sink from global warming. It is not sunk now, but parts of it will sink. They caused it, these deplorables. So let's get Un Basket de Deplorables, an island chain, and send these people there. And I mean, you could give me your list of people down below that you think should go there. I think Christy Noem should be number one. Donald Trump, number two. Dick Cheney, number three, if he's still alive. George Bush, number four. Let's not forget, he is a deplorable. Oh, yes, let's populate the Un Basket de Deplorables. Deploribals, however you would say it. Well, we're making up a name. We can say whatever we want. But I think it's going to be a South American island chain. Or maybe we should ship them north. No, they shouldn't. They should have to suffer global warming. So down, down, down. Un basquete de deplorables. Deplorables. Un basquete de deplorables. Whatever. We need an island chain for these people. So people that shoot dogs that are 14-month-old for no fucking reason can have a place to go. Because I would send her straight to hell if I were God. If I were God, I'd look down and go, oh, no. Off my planet. I'd flick her right to hell. Oh, don't go anywhere. We'll be booming. Basquete de deplorable. Oh, yeah. But you have to be a big island thing. Big.
Hey, Carell here, and I'd like to take a moment to thank all the patrons at Patreon. Your support means the absolute world to me and the show. If you'd like to show your support for the crazy endeavors of the Carell cast, then please go to patreon.com/reallycarell. That's patreon.com/reallycarell. And please help get those numbers up by subscribing to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/reallycarell. There's so much great free content there, it's like having a network on your TV, phone, or tablet. All social media is Really Carell, including Threads and Instagram. And don't forget the website that's had it all along, reallycarell.com. Without your support, the show simply doesn't work. So please listen on all streaming services, watch and subscribe on YouTube, and support the show through Patreon at patreon.com/reallycarell. Thanks for almost 30 years of support to the loudest, craziest, most unhinged gay guy and his little dog. And let's keep the party going as long as we can.
You know, I was just thinking that kid who got whooped, his ass got whooped by the teacher. You know his parents already have an attorney and they're going to sue the school and they're going to get money. You know that. I mean, that is just a given. And that son probably deserved an ass whooping. And yet they are going to financially benefit. They will get money. There are lawyers lining up for them right now. I got given a shot in March. I got shingles. I got meningitis. I went in the hospital. I can't find an attorney. But these kids with a ratty son, they'll find an attorney and make cash. That is what's wrong with our legal system. And everything you see happening in the Trump trial is what's wrong with our legal system. So I read that from San Francisco Chronicle that malls are getting rid of food courts in favor of high-end dining experiences or nicer dining experiences, like, you know, starting Olive Garden on up. You know, it's like, and in some cases, like really, really nice restaurants, like really nice, like, you know, like $100 a person restaurants. And so I was thinking to myself, and you can leave your comments down below, A, about who you'd like to send to Un Basqueta de Deplorables or whatever, the deplorable islands, the islands de deplorables. Islas deplorables. Islas, more than one. Islas deplorables. How do you say deplorable in Espanol? You think Siri knows that question? Probably not. How do you say deplorable in Spanish? Uh-huh. Deplorable. It's deplorable, just pronounced different. Deplorable. So, Islas Deplorables. The islands of deplorables. Islas Deplorables. Who would you like to send there? Put that down below. Don't say Kristi Noem. I've already said her. We all know. We all want her to go there immediately. Donald Trump, that's obvious. But who else? Oh, Mitch McConnell, he should have to go. And every member of Congress, they should have to go to Islas Deplorables. Okay. So anyway, so I got thinking. So you can leave your comment about that. But also, leave your comment about what was your favorite mall food? Because if they're getting rid of food courts for actual restaurants and nice restaurants, where the hell are you going to get your, what was it, Whiz? Orange Bang. Oh, I used to love Orange Bangs. I was a huge fat child. But I loved those Orange Bangs. Oh, my Orange Whip, Orange Bang. Oh, my God, that's so good. It was all frothy and foamy. And I don't know what. It was orange flavored. I don't know that there were oranges in it. Orange Julius. Remember Orange Julius? Oh. Now, they had real oranges. But, oh, my God, it was so much sugar. I mean, just enough sugar to kill a mule. But, oh, my God. Orange Julius hot dogs on a stick. I never ate them because it was pretty phallic. I mean, really, people walking around the mall shoving a wiener in their mouth. I'm like, okay. But whatever. So hot dog on a stick, and they had those fabulous outfits. So, you know, what was your favorite mall? Whoa, Panda Express, they were in the mall. Oh, yes. What was your favorite mall food? Because it's probably gone now. You probably, nowadays, it's going to be les flots, and les croissants, and les creperies, and this, that, and the other thing, you know? When all you want is fucking Orange Whip. You're like, I want an orange whip and a hot dog on a stick. Oh, sir, we don't. Here's a vegan dog and an orange smoothie with wheatgrass. And as much as I would eat the last two, a vegan dog on a stick with an orange whip made with wheatgrass, I would do that. As much as I would, that doesn't mean that that's what you go to the mall for. So what did Jesus, and they used to have the nut, remember, fruits and nuts. They always had a fruit and nut thing in the, well, nuts, like candied nuts, like always like candied nuts. And they had Orange Julius's, and they had hot dog on a stick, and they had Panda Express. Oh, Sbarro. Oh, my God. How could we fit Sbarro every airport and every mall in America? There's one here in Vegas at a 7-Eleven, Sbarro. So that was like, that's like, if you think Sbarro is Italian food, you have problems. But for many people, that's it. That's their Italian food. So Sbarro. So what mall food would you miss? Because I guess food malls are going away, and the ones that are left are putting these upscale and nice restaurants, sit-down restaurants, restaurants with outdoor seating, restaurants with bitchy male French waiters, you know, that sort of thing. So what I'm missing the Orange Whip. I bet it's vegan. I'm sure it's probably vegan. And then Dole Whip. Remember they got Dole Whip? Orange Julius. Oh, my God, yes. Hot dogs on sticks and Chinese food that would give you diarrhea, like for sure. The food court, baby. What else did you used to like from the food court? Tell me down below in the comments. And I'd like to bring up a question that a Patreon subscriber asked, which is, why are there commercials? You said if we gave $20 or more a month, there'd be no commercials. There are no commercials in the Patreon video link that I send out every time a show posts. If you click and watch that video, there are no commercials. In the audio portion of my show, there are commercials. And that's why I always encourage you to watch the video at YouTube or Patreon. No commercials. I don't monetize the videos. I should, but I don't, because I don't want my patrons to have commercials. So no commercials in the video. There is commercials in the audio, okay? And that's out of my control. The streaming service where you're hosting it, Apple, Spreaker, Spotify, they put those in. So that's not me. I'm iHeart, so I'm not doing that. And I get it's like Spotify. I get a small amount of that. Like I get like $45 a month from Spreaker for the commercials that are there. But hey, it's something. So anyway, okay. So Las Vegas teacher, whoops ass, and the kid will probably come out on top. We talked about the phones are basically killing Gen Z and Y and Alpha early. We talked about malls getting rid of food courts. Two things left. I hope I get them both in. The first is kind of fun. The other one, maybe I'll wait till Wednesday, is the food you get from your restaurant really your food? Well, I can tell you why. Here in Las Vegas, four restaurants, Esther's Kitchen, which I go to, by the way, they have filed a suit against Uber Eats because they said that they do not use Uber Eats. And yet other fake imposters have set themselves up as Esther's Kitchen with a menu like Esther's Kitchen, and people are ordering from there thinking it's Esther's Kitchen, but it's not. And four other restaurants. And there's in the lawsuit, it alleges that this is probably going on in every city that Uber Eats serves, that some of the better restaurants or just restaurants choose not to be on Uber Eats. And then the imposters get set up and Uber does nothing to verify that that restaurant is really that restaurant. So they're saying you're making 30% off of sales from an imposter who's impersonating us. So they are suing Uber Eats. But it begs the question, do you know when you order on those services, is that restaurant you're ordering from? It says the name of the restaurant, but is it really that restaurant? I'm shocked to find out they do not verify when a restaurant lists with them that that's actually the restaurant. They don't do any due diligence. That's amazing to me. We're going to try to get a guest on about that. And then I binge watched over the weekend Dead Boys Detectives on Netflix. And it's these two young kids, although everyone's supposed to be like 16 and the actors are like 30. So there are these two kids that died when they were like 16. And they refuse to leave planet Earth because they're solving crimes. And they hook up with a psychic and she's like 18, 17, whatever. She can see them. And they solve their crimes. And one of them, there's a lesbian butcher, really meat butcher. And then one of the dead boy detectives, the one from the Victorian era or the Edwardian era, is discovering that he's gay. And because in his time, that was just, it couldn't happen. And in his time, it was just so inappropriate to even have the thoughts that he's just like this big bundle of repressed, you know, gayness. And it got me thinking about being gay And, you know, I'm going to Long Beach Tuesday and Wednesday to have my aorta scanned, and I'm going to go look at the Harvey Milk wall with my name on it and Andrew's name on it. And it got me thinking about being gay in the USA right now and how they want us to go back to how this Edwardian character on Dead Boys Detectives, which is a good show, they want us to go back to that, to being unseen and unheard and having no rights and basically being quiet about it, not being seen in public, not no public displays of affection, not being seen in television and movies. That's, you know, and they're cutting the diversity, equity, and inclusion, equality and inclusion, DEI, it's called. They're cutting that across the board now at studios and such. They weren't committed to diversity. They weren't. But it really got me thinking, is it worse today or the same? And I thought, you know what? We are moving back as we enter this season of Pride. We are going backwards. And there are kids today, some would feel nothing about telling people they're gay or bi or trans. But many, particularly in the red states, in the South, many are going to not share and not tell because they see the books being banned. They see the trans people being murdered and picked on and laws coming out against them. There are so many gay kids now having that horrible, horrible struggle that I had back in the 70s with why am I this way? I want to be another way. I don't want to be this way. I want to be normal. Instead of thinking that being gay was normal, I wrestled with it in sixth grade. You know, why can't I be normal? Nowadays, we're supposed to be spreading the message that being gay, bi, or trans is normal. And I, as I saw this character's journey of discovery in an era that was, in fact, freer than his time frame, okay? So 2024 certainly is more free than the late 1800s. But at the same time, he's finding out it's also not. And so many real gay children and lesbian and bi and trans and non-binary, so many are, in fact, going to struggle more now because of what's happening in our country as we speak. And that's sad. We've made it harder again, not easier, for kids to be gay, bi, or trans. I know you all don't believe that. I know you all think that right now in America, it's a great time to come out as gay, bi, or trans, that you'll be supported by society and family, and that to discriminate against you would be ridiculous. I know a lot of you think that. That's not life. But that's not life. Gay entertainers are being discriminated against. Gay actors and actresses are being discriminated against. Still. Not given the opportunities. And more importantly, in state houses across the country, there are anti-gay, trans, and bi bills going through and getting passed. And so, as I watched this character, I thought to myself, kids of today are now going to have that same struggle that this character from the 1800s is having because of the attitudes of society today. And it kind of pissed me off, actually. I was like, whoa, a little pissed. All right, so I'm almost out of here. We'll be back on Wednesday. There will be a show Wednesday, even though I'll be traveling. Wednesday afternoon. I'll do the show in the morning, I guess. But there will be one, so stay tuned for that. Thank you for joining me today. Don't forget to follow me on all social media. It's Really Karell, R-E-A-L-L-Y-K-A-R-E-L. And that's on Threads and Instagram. And YouTube is youtube.com/reallykarell. Subscribe to that video, please. I need to get those numbers up. Subscribe. Let's get it up to 500 views a day, shall we? And let's get over the 2,000 subscriber mark. Come on. You can help me with that. Come on. youtube.com/reallykarell. Subscribe to the video. Subscribe to the channel. Watch the videos. You can do it. And to my patrons, thank you. And if you'd like to be one, it's patreon.com/reallykarell. I am Karell. Be who you want to be. Long time, everybody. I'll be back on Wednesday. Much love to you all, especially you right there. You, yes, you.
It's broadcasting from a completely different point of view. Yours. Listen daily to the Corralcast on your favorite streaming service.